Thank you very much, Vice Chairperson. We are taking this right to reply in connection with the comments made by the delegations of Poland and Lithuania, since these delegations yet again accused Belarus of using refugees and migrants for political purposes. In respect of the neighboring countries of the European Union, we'd like to say the following. We fully support the three ideas on this subject expressed by the High Commissioner in response to the statement of the delegation of Poland. First of all, we agree that refugees and migrants shouldn't be used for political purposes. In this connection, again, we repudiate any accusations in respect of Belarus supposedly promoting illegal migration for political purposes. There is no proof of in these accusations. We are not conducting such a policy. We have indeed seen an increase in flows of migrants through Belarus, but the question of why this is occurring needs to be addressed not by us, but by the countries which whipped up war, conflict in Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and other places in the Eurasian continent, which brought about population displacement. Secondly, quite certainly in such situations, we need to be guided by humanitarian considerations. Let me focus your attention on key features in this whole situation on the borders between us and neighboring EU countries, namely that not one of the illegal migrants going through Belarus is seeking refuge in our country. They are all seeking asylum in one of the countries in the EU. Third, we certainly also support the third idea thesis of the High Commissioner on the need to provide access to migrants and refugees. We fully agree with this, and we've already organized a few visits for the mission on the ground. Finally, in the statement on Belarus yesterday, the High Commissioner noted that there is a bit of political tension between the countries concerned, so we need to try to settle this correctly. We are ready for such action. Cooperation on migration with neighboring countries was cut off by our neighbors in the European Union and not by us. As of April, we have been calling upon the EU to renew cooperation, and we are ready to work jointly with them. Thank you.
Excellency,